You can become a truck driver in no time, and let me tell you, there is work. I'm David Brancaccio. In a few minutes, we'll get the official government count of job openings in what is a very strong labor market. This is called the JOLTS survey, and openings have been running at near record highs. Let's consult Jeffrey Cleveland. He's chief economist at Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
So this JOLTS survey, a fine reading on the labor market, it's what you want to see.
I mean, all else equal, rather have an economy that is seeing good demand from consumers and therefore businesses are looking for workers to help put things together and provide services than, you know, the situation that we found ourselves in after the global financial crisis.
Now, to start the week, we were reporting on a survey of business economists that suggested that we may be at that exalted state of full employment, maybe within months, sometime this next year. You think that might be a little overdone, is it?
When you look into the data, you can look at an unemployment rate, which is now at 4.2% as of November, which is a very strong improvement over the last year. But I would point to the labor force participation rate, which, you know, tabulates how many folks out there are actively searching for work. That's down almost 2 full percentage points from where we were before COVID. So maybe some of those folks have left the labor force early due to retirements. But I'm guessing, David, a lot of those folks will come back in to the labor force and look for work, given the strong demand for labor that we are seeing. So it might take, in my view, a bit longer than a year to regain all of those folks back into meaningful work.
Jeffrey Cleveland, he's the chief economist at the investment firm Payden & Riegel. Thank you so much.
Have a good week.
Now, you may remember the swashbuckling pharmaceutical CEO who believed capitalism meant he and his company could grab the rights to an existing cheap medicine and raise its price from $17 to $750 per pill. It's for people with HIV and other immune problems. That CEO is Martin Shkreli, who is already in prison in a fraud case involving hedge funds. But today, a settlement in the medicine case. The Federal Trade Commission says Viera and its parents, Phoenixus, have agreed to pay $40 million over 10 years to settle price gouging and monopoly allegations. Litigation can continue against Shkreli.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
5 weeks of schooling, a couple of months then of apprenticeship, and you can help solve the great supply chain mess. America needs truck drivers. I spoke to Trey Williams, CEO of Fleet Force. That's a licensed truck driving school in Florida.
David, we are inundated with employers who are looking for entry-level drivers. America obviously needs a lot of drivers, is losing about 1,200 current drivers to retirement or exiting the industry in some other way every week. And the only way to really create a stopgap is to have new entry-level drivers.
So really, retirements is a big part of this. Just people getting older?
It is. 54% of the 1.1 million drivers that America needs over the next 10 years is driven by retiring existing truckers.
Huh. And so you're trying to ramp up yourself to meet this higher demand?
We are. We are busting at the seams and expanding locations. Fleet Force, in collaboration with the Florida Trucking Association, has developed a program where aspiring drivers are matched with those potential employers who then provide scholarships to obtain their CDL, which is at no cost to the student.
Yeah, the commercial driver's license you're talking about there. I mean, are you finding people interested? Because you know, you have this perception, or the world does, that it's really hard work, or that it's grimy work, or that you get stuck in crummy truck stops all the time.
Well, I think in every industry, there are always poor work environments, and there are always employers who don't realize that their frontline employees are their greatest asset. But there currently is a tidal wave of employers who really recognize what a crucial role that commercial drivers and professional drivers play in not just their business, but in the American economy. And as a result, they're treating them accordingly. The compensation is on the rise, as are benefits and work environment.
But Trey, how long does it take to get trained up?
Well, it's important to note that Fleet Force is a school, not a trucking company. So it's our job to prepare you to take and pass the commercial driver's license exam. That takes 4 weeks. It takes 160 hours of time. And at that point, I would like to make sure to say you are licensed, but you most definitely need more training. And most employers have what's called a finishing program where you'll spend 10 weeks, 12 weeks with an experienced driver on the road to ensure that you understand the nuances of what life on the road looks like.
Even with supplemental experience that you might need, it's not 4 years. It's not like getting an undergraduate degree.
No, sir. And in fact, I can't think of another industry where you can train for 4 or 5 weeks and have a job offer for $50,000 to $65,000 a year. In Florida, the average CDL compensation is roughly double what college graduates are being offered at entry-level jobs right now.
Trey Williams, he's CEO of Fleet Force, that is a licensed truck driving school in the state of Florida. He's doing a lot of business right now. Mr. Williams, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That at a time that electronics are making trucking safer with lane guidance and forward collision avoidance. And Mr. Williams tells me those sleeping compartments in the cab are getting nicer. Homier touches. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.